Hey, Ahmed Aleph, the first of the like huge lines, the two dots. We're back to the topic now of Kriyat Shema Lamita. And we say, Amr Yitzchak, Kolakor Kriyat Shema Al Mitaso. Anyone who says Kriyat Shema on his bed, we're talking about that, remember, the issue of protection, not the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema per se. Ke'ilu Ochez Cherev Shel Shtei Pios Biado. It's as if he's got like a double edged sword in his hand. Shneemar, as the Pasuk says, Romos Ke'el Begronam, Vecher Pifios Biadam. You know, they will like, I don't know, amplify things in their throat, and they will wield a sword of two double-bladed sword in their hands. What the issue here? So the Beinu Yada explains, you have two things you got to fight yourself again. You got to fight yourself in the night, that you don't have a bad night in terms of the bad thoughts and mazikin coming to get you. And in the morning, you're going to have to fight yourself to get out of bed. So that's it. Now wait a second, my mashma, how do you see that in the pasuk? Amar Mar Zutra, Bitema Ravashi, Mereshit Dinyana. You see it from what happened before. Dechsev Ya'alzu Chasidim Bechavod Yiranu Al Mishkvosam. You see again, there they are singing on their beds. And then Uksiv Basrei. After that it says Romos Kel El Begronam Vecher Pios Biyadam. After that it said Romos again. They're singing in their throats and they're wielding their swords. So what are you doing in a Mishkav? You're doing, that's what you're saying, you're raising your voice and saying Kriyashma, and that will entitle to have the Pifios, the double edged, the Cher Pifios, the double bladed sword, to fight like I said, the Beinu Yada, these bad things, and to protect you. The sword will protect you. The Gemara continue on to say, really there's more to worry about when you're in your bed. It says Amr of Yitzchak, Kola Kriyashma, sorry, Kola Kora Kriyashma Al Mitaso. If you read, anyone who reads Kriyashma in his bed, Mazikin Medilo Hemenu. The Mazikin we saw once before will steer clear of him. Right? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Uvnei Reshef, Yagbiu Ov, Ve'ein Ov, Elatora, the Bnei Reshef, like the spirits will, you know, they'll soar and take flight. And how are they going to do that? Because the Torah is there. Shenemar is a how do you see the Oph is the Torah? It says, V'haseh v'necha bo v'enenu. Yeah, your eyes go and there ain't more. V'ein reshef elu mazikin. And there's no thing, when you say reshef, these spirit things, that's a reference to the mazikin, Shneemar, as it says, Mazi rav ulechume reshef uktav mariri. Which, frankly, I don't know, bloating, famine, and wars. I don't know. I can't. Katamari, which is like boogeymen. I don't know. How do you translate? No.
The leg of a demon.
Yeah, whatever it is. There you go. So that's that. So you see that the Reshef of the boogeymen, they'll stick clear of you. Fine. Now, following that thought, I wonder if we. You know, we're going to stop there because.